Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Shawza for community comment. We've reached a crossroads in America after taking a sharp political right turn around 1980, leaving us unable to move forward as a nation. The number one question in my mind is whether enough Americans can be persuaded that large and often scary changes are necessary to restore a fair balance of political and economic power. Coming of age during the early 1960s, I am very aware of the bipartisan outbreak of mistrust of the government. Vietnam, Watergate, inflation, overreach by law enforcement and intelligence agencies, incompetence, pick your reason. In 1964, more than three-quarters of Americans said they trusted the federal government most of the time. By the time Reagan was elected president 16 years later, only one-quarter felt that trust. Our federal government is overgrown and overweight, Reagan has said as a candidate, and then in his first moments as president, he said that government is the problem, reinforcing a new conventional wisdom. From then on, his political side has made distrusting the federal government a primary goal. However, that the government became overgrown and overweight is a myth, because it has simply grown along with the economy. During the 3 decades before Reagan was elected, and in the 4 decades since, federal taxes and spending have been constant at percentages of GDP. Rising anti-government sentiment from the 1960s through the 70s eased the way for the economic right's main objective, letting big business and the rich become much richer and much more powerful. I think I'm on solid ground to say they have been very successful. Their game plan was to stop any possible grand and costly new federal projects and programs and reverse old ones like Social Security, the GI Bill, and Medicare. The far right then kept citizens skeptical that Washington can improve their lives because what has it done for them lately? That was a brilliant strategy, and it has worked well so far, but hopefully it's coming to an end. According to a 2018 Gallup World Poll, American confidence in our government was 30%, while in Canada, the Nordics, Germany, and the Netherlands, it ranges between 50 and 70%. Fixing America requires reminding Americans, right or left, how much they depend on government already and convincing them to give it a chance to return to its glory days and to prove it's the only possible provider of solutions to some problems, especially the messed up political economy and climate. Ask what you can do for your country, John Kennedy famously said at his inauguration, and these days the first thing to do for your country is ask and know and tell other people what your country can do for you and already does. This has been Bill Shawza for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.